Complaints from a local security firm that lost out on a city contract prompted the Tampa City Council today to look at changing the appeals process for such bids. The issue came up after members of the local security firm complained before the council today about their rejection. Chris Castillo is a private investigator with Sable One Investigations. He said he had reviewed all the proposals up for contract this year with the city and said Tampa is shunning local businesses.
The results show that for 2009, purchasing has awarded 70 contracts totaling almost $12 million. Of this amount, only 10% was spent with vendors headquartered inside Hillsborough County. Another 10% spent with vendors headquartered in the rest of Florida, leaving 80% spent with vendors headquartered outside of Florida and throughout the rest of the world in the United States.
Michael Hadley is the president of Sable One. The company was recently denied a bid to provide security to a number of city sites, even though they were local and offered the lowest bid.
Our venue is for parity, to be fair.
Okay.
We're saying the same thing you have said about small business. So we ask that you not award the contract.
Earlier this month, WMNF reported on the complaints of Sable One. At the time, the head of the purchasing department of the city of Tampa, Gregory Spearman, said that regulations say that a local contract will go to the lowest responsive, responsible bidder. But Mayor Iorio's chief of staff, Daryl Smith, rejected Sable One's bid, giving examples in a letter in which he said they fell short of being both responsive and responsible. Currently, when a city department rejects a procurement bid, the business can appeal. But that appeal was heard only internally by another member of the Iorio administration. They then can go to circuit court to appeal further. But Council Chairman Thomas Scott said today that's simply unfair.
And the way the structure is now, that administration hears the protest, which I always said I had a problem with. If you have a bid protest, do you expect the administration to have said, okay, this is where we're going, and then you turn around and you hire someone in the administration to hear the thing, you think they're going to overrule the mayor? I don't think so. It's a flawed process, and I told you all that initially, that if you're going to have a bid protest, then you should have a hearing officer.
City Attorney Chip Fletcher said the way the process currently runs, the mayor is not involved. The council chairman, Scott, immediately called him on that.
So the mayors would not be involved at any stage in that process, and that's why in this case, my understanding is it went to Mr. Smith. So,
Mr. Fletcher, with all due respect, the mayor don't hear any of those things, I don't think, but her staff is hearing those, and you're not going to find a staff person going to rule against the administration.
Councilman John Dingfelder chimed in agreement with Scott.
Even if we assume that a staff person could be objective, the perception of the public would be that they couldn't, because they all work together and they're all in the same building, they're all on the same floor, and you know, and perception is very important in what we do. So, with that, Mr. Chairman, I'm wholly in favor of that, and it give Mr. Fletcher a little bit of time so he can have a decent summer with his daughter, but maybe in 120 days come back to us with a draft ordinance amendment to go into a hearing officer process.
Thomas Scott emphasized that he was not trying to challenge the powers of the mayor, but said it was simply a matter of fairness.
If the mayor wants to award a bid, we've got a right to vote up and down, that's fine. But when a person says, okay, I want to issue a bid protest, then there should be some legitimacy is whether they have a fair process to be able to argue that why they, you know, what happened there. That's the only thing I'm saying.